Get ready.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station
on the Culture Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The DJ Chapman Show.
We just getting started. Welcome to the show. We have a special guest in the building, comedian Loose Cannon, with another Loose Cannon moment. I'm your host, TJ Chapman. What kind of tea you sipping on, Sam? AD, what are your thoughts? It's getting late, y'all. It's time for the chocolate letter. This is definitely for the grown and sexy. It's time for another refill, y'all. Don't go anywhere, so keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
Get ready.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station
on the Culture Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The DJ Chapman Show.
We just getting started. Welcome to the show. We have a special guest in the building, comedian Loose Cannon, with another Loose Cannon moment. I'm your host, TJ Chapman. What kind of tea you sipping on, Sam? AD, what are your thoughts? It's getting late, y'all. It's time for the chocolate letter. This is definitely for the grown and sexy. It's time for another refill, y'all. Don't go anywhere, so keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
Get ready.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station
on the Culture Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The DJ Chapman Show.
We just getting started. Welcome to the show. We have a special guest in the building, comedian Loose Cannon, with another Loose Cannon moment. I'm your host, TJ Chapman. What kind of tea you sipping on, Sam? AD, what are your thoughts? It's getting late, y'all. It's time for the chocolate letter. This is definitely for the grown and sexy. It's time for another refill, y'all. Don't go anywhere, so keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
Get ready.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station
on the Culture Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The DJ Chapman Show.
We just getting started. Welcome to the show. We have a special guest in the building, comedian Loose Cannon, with another Loose Cannon moment. I'm your host, TJ Chapman. What kind of tea you sipping on, Sam? AD, what are your thoughts? It's getting late, y'all. It's time for the chocolate letter. This is definitely for the grown and sexy. It's time for another refill, y'all. Don't go anywhere, so keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
Get ready.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station
on the Culture Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The DJ Chapman Show.
We just getting started. Welcome to the show. Special guest in the building, comedian Loose Cannon, with another Loose Cannon moment. I'm your host, TJ Chapman. What kind of tea you sipping on, Sam? AD, what are your thoughts? It's getting late, y'all. It's time for the chocolate letter. This is definitely for the grown and sexy. It's time for another refill, y'all. Don't go anywhere. So keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
Get ready.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station
on the Culture Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The DJ Chapman Show.
We just getting started. Welcome to the show. We have a special guest in the building, comedian Loose Cannon, with another Loose Cannon moment. I'm your host, TJ Chapman. What kind of tea you sipping on, Sam? AD, what are your thoughts? It's getting late, y'all. It's time for the chocolate letter. This is definitely for the grown and sexy. It's time for another refill, y'all. Don't go anywhere. So keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
Get ready.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station
on the Culture Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The DJ Chapman Show.
We just getting started. Welcome to the show. We have a special guest in the building, comedian Loose Cannon, with another Loose Cannon moment. I'm your host, TJ Chapman. What kind of tea you sipping on, Sam? AD, what are your thoughts? It's getting late, y'all. It's time for the chocolate letter. This is definitely for the grown and sexy. It's time for another refill, y'all. Don't go anywhere. So keep it locked. The best is yet to come.
Get ready.
We're online. You're listening to the hottest internet station
on the Culture Radio Network.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The DJ Chapman Show.
We just getting started. Welcome to the show. We have a special guest in the building, comedian Loose Cannon, with another Loose Cannon.
What's happening, family? It's your main man, TJ Chapman, host of the TJ Chapman Show. We're back with another live episode, and joining me each and every week is my beautiful sidekick, Gangsta Booze, Morgan Williams.
With this damn Gangsta Booze.
Listen, man, they don't. What's happening? They don't understand the gangsterness about you.
The gangsterness about me.
I mean, look at the smile. Look at it. It's a Colgate smile, right?
Right, but don't play with me.
Bam. See, that's why she Gangsta Booze.
Don't play with me.
Listen,
don't let the smile fool you.
Hey, cut you. Anyway, listen, man. We this month is all about love and Black History. I think February is one of the dopest months of the year besides December.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's so quick.
But it's quick for a reason. You know, it's quick because, hey, listen, we ain't got time to be here, you know, fooling around with y'all and all this other stuff. Let's be in, let's be out, mm-hmm. let's be great, and let's conquer together.
Okay.
We don't need, you know, all these months to do that.
Okay.
So we're gonna do a little recap from last week.
Okay,
but before we do last mm-hmm. week, let's talk about this day auction.
Oh yeah! If y'all was not at the day auction, Jesus. If y'all was not down to the day auction, y'all missed a show.
Tell them about the gun line, boss.
This right here, this man right here, y'all show all the way out. He was the Bobby Brown of the damn show.
Oh wow! Okay.
Picking women up and shit with his shirt off, all oiled up and shit.
No, actually, mm-hmm. I had to. What was it? Lick me up and down because I forgot my oil.
Yeah, so he used my lick me all over. Cream, and I ain't get my shit back either.
You did. I handed it to you.
I passed it around in the audience so they could smell it.
Oh, and somebody snatched it up and put it in their purse. See what
happened?
See, I gave it back now. I gave it back.
It's gone.
Yeah, but they it was definitely a come up because I didn't plan that.
No.
I just went with the flow of the crowd. I was looking at what was happening, what was going on, and I'm the type of character that I love to please and entertain.
Mm-hmm.
And I go off of the audience vibe. And if it's a vibe that feels, hey, what y'all doing? Y'all came here to have a good time.
It was a good way to, it was really a good way to like liven up the show. You know, I think, honestly, with everything I said, everybody, every guy who came in, mm-hmm. who did their talent, it matched their personalities.
Yes, yes,
so
I agree.
Was definitely TJ on the floor.
Well, I'm glad that the ladies had a great time.
They did. They did. Everybody said they had fun. They had a good time. They really enjoyed it. So
I'm glad. And yes, I a preview.
Got a little clip.
We got a clip.
Oh Lord, do we?
We got a little clip. This is the beginning of the show. Go play the clip. Go on and play the little clip. And now you can see why they say it. I was like Bobby Brown. Go ahead and play the clip, sir.
Out of his jacket and shit.
I came out of the jacket and, and see, none of that was planned.
I know.
None
look
of
at
that
you.
Was planned.
He couldn't wait. He could not wait.
And she was. She
look
was,
at him.
She
look
was,
at him.
She was like,
I came to you.
Wow. Well, that was just a little snippet of how the show got started, and it brought so many more ideas. So the next time that it goes down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take it to the next level.
What level is that? What other level can you take it to? That's what I'm trying to see. Hey, what you going? Because at one point, y'all, he was finna unbuckle his damn pants. I was like, hold on now.
All right, so that was just to raise the stakes a little bit more. Just a
little
bit
more. Hold it.
Yeah, I wasn't finna, you know, get all naked like that.
Okay.
I say that for the precious times. But yeah, definitely I got a lot of things in store because I saw it, mm-hmm. and I figured out, hey, you know what? Dang, why did I didn't do that?
But it's always next time.
And guess what? Next time is always
the
best time.
Is yet to come.
You know my motto.
Hey.
So, but yeah, last week we talked about, you know, we dealt with faded love.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that we needed to do to try to keep the love, you know, spicy.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely the performance that I put on Sunday is definitely one of the ways to keep the spicing going. Because
yes.
What woman doesn't want their man to freak them up and down?
Listen.
Because that's just me.
We all want to be freaked up and down.
That's just me. Not just, you know.
At some point.
At some point in time.
Listen.
The last time you got freaked up.
Huh? It's been a minute. It's been a while. It's been a while. It's been a while since a good freak down, but I'm hopeful.
Well.
I'm hopeful.
She was the host actually on Sunday.
Yes.
And she was looking extraordinary.
Thank you. Beautiful. I know, in my skirt.
Did y'all didn't see? Do we got a clip of her with
wait
the,
a minute.
With the slit in the
wait
dress?
Wait a minute.
Do
now.
We got a slit in the dress? Do we got that?
A minute.
Hey, go to the bottom of the conversation page. You'll see the slit in the dress with the hearts, with the balloons. Listen.
Listen, I was wearing that skirt, though.
Hey, my co-host was fine as hell. I'm going to just go ahead and tell you that night she was fine as hell, all that dose.
Yeah.
Because I was almost about to put it in the chair.
Listen, no. No. No drawers on.
Oh, she said she had no drawers on, so yeah. not the way I was picking up women.
That wouldn't have been good.
No, it wouldn't
have
been good, but like, oh, Jesus.
Had all my shit out in the Orlando streets.
Ooh, oh, Jesus. So, so right now, it's like, this is a month of love. This is
yes.
a month of love and Black history. So
which goes Black love.
And the Black Chippendale. Lord have mercy. They call me Magic Mike. They call me Bobby Brown because they say Listen, I'm just out to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I do. I love right. having a good time.
Nothing
so
wrong with that.
So today we're just talking about what's love got to do with it. Because love make you do some crazy
What's
shit.
Love got to do.
Hey.
Got to do with
sing it. Give me a
love
curve.
Will.
Hey, I just know because like
what's the craziest shit you've ever done for love?
Passed up on scholarships to college to run track.
Hmm.
Because I was fresh out of high school. Fresh.
Fresh out of high school.
Fresh out of high school.
You passed it up. Look at that. You a whole hashtag. He did the damn thing. Hashtag Bobby Brown.
Wow. Ooh, sidetrack.
Yeah, so you passed up college.
Well, no, I didn't pass. No,
you just passed up a scholarship.
Because I figured, I mean, hey, I was fast. I was fast in high school.
Okay.
So I figured, you know, hey, I can walk on anywhere and take mm-hmm. somebody's spot.
Okay.
You know, so the craziest thing was to, you know, walk away from 5 scholarships to mm-hmm. run track.
To follow love.
To follow love, LSU.
I was
going
to go.
University of Georgia.
I was going to go to LSU to run track.
Too. UCLA.
Mm.
University of Tennessee.
You passed all that up.
Fam.
And went where?
Cooking. UCF. That's why I'm here.
So you went to UCF following love, and that didn't work out for you?
And didn't work out.
Dang.
Yeah, that's my story. And then, of course, when I got on the yard, it was a whole new world. Mm,
it always is.
And I'm like, this ain't nothing like my high school. I ain't back in Kansas no more, Tito.
No.
Toto.
You know, college is a different animal.
Cause
I'm trying to think. What's the craziest thing I've done for love? Move out of my mama's house. Shit.
That was the craziest thing? To go stay with somebody else?
Move out. No, get my own apartment. Pay bills. Start paying bills because I wanted to lay up with my man.
Oh, that was for, okay. So the mama said, you ain't bringing nobody to my
you
house.
You can't lay up in here, so I went and got me an apartment.
But did you sneak when she was going home?
What you mean?
Did you sneak old boy in the house while she went home? Mama, hey, mama, listen. Don't be listening to this, mama. She said, you ain't too old to still get ass with me.
Listen, that was probably the worst mistake I ever could have made was moving out when I wasn't ready. Trying to be grown. That's why I always just encourage, if your parents aren't pushing you out the door, wait until you are established, because I think that got me, like, I just moved a little bit too fast on that when I probably should have stayed home and finished, graduated college instead of trying to, like, get my own place mm-hmm. so I could lay up.
Wow.
Because that relationship didn't even work out.
Okay.
So.
I mean, that's some of the crazy thing. I mean, you have, you know, your.
I mean, I done went up on a nigga job, you know what I'm saying?
You done put up on the job.
I done put up on J-O to the B.
And done slid down the pole in the parking lot.
Listen, like, hey, bruh, come on out.
I only got 15 minutes.
Come on out.
I only got 15 minutes.
I done acted a fool behind some love. I done acted a fool.
Haven't we all?
I done acted a fool.
Haven't we all? And, besides the whole passing up scholarships, I ended up almost getting caught by the popo.
Doing what?
With my britches down.
See, I don't got time.
In the park.
Anyway.
Cheering was out. Cheering was out there.
Anyway.
But she said she wanted it. And she said, hey, I like a man that's spontaneous.
We do like spontaneous.
And if you can't get this ass right now, we are through.
Well, I guess you better get the ass then.
Get that ass over. Where you wanted that, on the monkey bars or the seesaw?
Y'all down to the park where the kids play?
Hey, it was some over there playing on the little teeter-totter, whatever. And she got the business, and some, I think somebody called the cops. And I was like, no, officer. I was fixing my Johnson, and I don't know what they were looking at. But it wasn't nothing going down here.
Anyway,
so we on Valentine's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We're approaching it. And some people talk about, you know, Valentine's Day is for, you know, romantic love. What about the single folks? What should single folks do on Valentine's Day?
I personally feel like Valentine's Day is just a celebration of love in general. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's only for couples or people have somebody.
Okay,
I feel like that's just when I think of Valentine's Day, I think of a celebration of love. I don't necessarily, for me, need the flowers and just spending time together, celebrating love. And if you're single and you don't have a person, you can still celebrate love. Love for yourself. Get out there, do something do something for you. Some shit that you've never done before. Go get your own massage. Go get a facial if you're a woman.
Okay.
If you're a man, you know, just go do something that makes you feel good about yourself, or do something for somebody else.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think Valentine's Day is is more than just gifts and couples and things like that. I think it's a celebration of love.
Well, you know what? On the heels of Valentine's Day, I would like to say happy Valentine's Day.
Well,
in
thank
advance.
You, TJ.
Bring
I appreciate
in.
That.
Bring it in. Bring it in.
See, a
bring
celebration of love.
Bam.
Celebration
just like
of
that.
Love. That's all you got. Just hug somebody.
That's it.
That's
so now we talk about the love. We talk about what it's geared towards and how people are constantly talking about, you know, the women like, oh, I'm finna get him some of this good and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, we should be getting that anyway.
Yeah.
Why does Valentine's Day have to be a special
pussy
day?
Pussy is not a gift, ladies. I know we
tell
think
them again. Tell
pussy
them again.
Is not a gift. Now, however, if you want to do something special or out of the ordinary in the bedroom as just extra. You know what I'm saying? Not the actual gift. Oh, I'm going to do, you know what I'm saying? But if you want to go buy you something nice for at the end of the night to put the cherry on top, or if you want to, hey, babe, we're going to bring out the cameras tonight. You know what I'm saying? Or we're going to bring out some food, some whipped cream, or we're going to do something. I think you can do something that you've never done before in the bedroom as extra.
Wow.
But I don't think that should just be the gift.
But what if it's dark in the room and you can't see nothing?
What you mean?
Like, you walk in the bedroom and it's like, okay, you know, I got something special
listen,
for you.
Listen, you can do candles. And there are ways to light a room. There are ways you can light the room to show off what you have. And, you know, like, I just think that, of course, everybody fucking at the end of the night.
End of the night.
But not, it shouldn't be, you know, regular fucking.
So what?
It's Valentine's Day.
I'm going to go off a little topic.
Okay.
Since you're talking about hunching and fucking and all that other good shit. What if Aunt Red decided to show up?
Oh, then that's just unfortunate. If for whatever reason, you know, it's that time of the month, then you be creative. There are things, and then it just depends on your relationship with your man. It depends on what he's into, how far he's willing to go with you being on your period. There are ways to still get it in when you're on your period. I personally don't do period sex. I think that's just me. That's just too much. That's too unsanitary. However, you got some guys that say, okay, as long as you got a tampon in, I still eat the box. You know what I'm saying? You got some, you know, your mouth still work. You can suck that nigga down to the balls if you want to. You know what I'm saying? You know, spice it up. Or you can do this little thing. Don't judge. He can lay on top of you.
Uh-oh.
You can put, lubricant. Just imagine.
So
he's laying on top of you, missionary, right? You can put lubricant or something in your hand. Get your hands really wet and lubed. And you can put your hands, like, in that position between your legs. And you can just let him go in and out of that. Still kissing. Let him suck on the titties. But it's still the motion of, it still gives the...
Jesus.
You see what I'm saying?
Jesus. I just
so
seated.
So it's ways.
I seated it.
It is ways to be intimate.
Wow.
Without penetrating. You know what I'm saying? You can get your for ladies. You can get a toy. There are so many things that you can do.
Ladies, one thing you ain't gonna do if your mother decide to come on Valentine's Day, the one thing you ain't gonna do is lick my goddamn booty hole.
No, I ain't finna eat no man booty.
You ain't finna talk me salad.
Y'all don't even wipe good. I'm not finna wipe no man booty. I don't even trust y'all to wipe good.
No, because we done had this talk a while back on a couple of episodes, and booty and baby, I was on their show.
Somebody said there's a quote out there.
Sipping in conversations. I was on their show.
Look, if you can walk through mud, you can fuck through blood.
You do what? Well, first of all, I don't walk through blood, so therefore I will not be... do blood. So at any rate, if it just so happened that I meet somebody and they jump, come on.
Now you know what to do. You can say,
I know
what we can do. Let's get some lube, and we gonna you can spice it up. I'm telling you, you can do it. She can get a little vibrator toy for her. You can use that on her. Like there are other ways to get excited and get turned on without actually. Yeah.
Yes.
There are ways.
All right. Have mercy, Lord Jesus.
Woo.
So, man. So should the fellas be catered to Valentine's?
Yes. Because Valentine's Day is a celebration of love. You love me, I love you. I'm going to do things for you and to you, and you can do things for me and to me. So, yes, the men should be catered to as well. You know, if you don't normally spend a whole lot of time, you know, like massaging him, you know, find something that he likes to do. If he's into basketball, get tickets to the game. You know, like it, like, yes, I think you should. Valentine's Day isn't just for women.
I agree, because nigga wants some edibles too delivered to the job. Yeah.
You can eat them strawberries off this ass if you want to.
Lord have mercy. That's what we're finna go to our next question real quick. Mm-hmm. The main question of the night, because when you get leaked strawberries off somebody's ass and they click and all the other good shit, mm-hmm. That's when the nigga fall in love, mm-hmm. make you do some crazy things.
Okay.
And then when that ultimatum hits you, hey, if given an ultimatum by your significant other, to decide between the love of your relationship or the love of your career, which are you choosing?
I think it depends on where you are in your life. If you're somebody that's enjoying your career and you've probably been waiting for that opportunity for a very long time, I can see you choosing your career over a relationship, especially if the relationship is, you know, maybe rocky or you're not really sure. If you haven't made up in your mind that this is the one. So I think it's circumstantial for that.
Well, I mean, later in the show, when we have a little time, we got a little segment where I'm actually going to go and read some of the comments and some of the things that people are saying, which they would choose. And some people have actually gone through and chosen love over their career, and both times got burnt.
Yeah.
You know, so that's definitely crazy, because me personally, if I've been successful without you,
exactly,
and you just decide to come on board because I'm fond of you, I tell you what I do, you know what I do, and you still go through with it.
Right.
And then you want to start, you know, acting brand new, like, oh, I can't take this out of it. Ma'am, I appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate your time.
Right. But this is what you know. And you have to be very clear. If you are a career-oriented person, you need to make that clear. Listen, I am 100% indulged in my career. It is important to me. So, therefore, you know, it comes first.
Absolutely.
So, I think if you verbalize that, then that lets me know, okay, you know what? I don't want to continue on. And don't even get to the point where an ultimatum is given.
Exactly. When you get an ultimatum.
Because I think that I don't know if you watch This Is Us, but that's pretty much what's going on with the black couple. He just got elected city council. And
I
got to
start watching that.
Yeah. She quit her job, and so now she's, like, dancing, and he's basically like making her choose between supporting him and doing her dream of being a dance instructor.
Wow. We're going to talk more about it, man, because at the bottom of the hour, man, we got a special guest dedicated just for love.
Yeah.
So make sure you guys grab your glass of wine, your cognac, whatever's going to make you feel you right, because we got our special guest for tonight. So keep it locked. The best is yet to come. Let's go. What's happening, family? We are back. I hope y'all got your glass of wine and your cognac. Hey, listen, man. We got a very special guest with an S in the building tonight. I met these guys. What happened? Oh yeah, we right there. We back on. Yeah, bam. Look at that. Ooh, I love us.
Nice.
Y'all gotta forgive me because I got some little technology now that I can see myself on TV when I'm talking. And that's pretty dope. And if you can see on your television screen right now.
Yeah, if you can see on your television screen.
I have the amazing Jason and Courtney, a glass of art. And you make you think, you know, we're talking about a glass of wine. Mm-hmm. But no, we're talking about art. And when you think of art, you think of love.
Yes.
That's what I think. Love is art. Love exactly is art. Because you paint how you feel. You paint with emotions. You paint like with just like, just no regards. Like, hey, you know what? I'm in love. Mm-hmm. And you can just throw a blog of paint that, blah. You see me right there? all I see is just a bunch of paint up there. But when you're in love and you just have some emotions stirred up, you can see the beauty. Yeah. And joining us today to talk about that is Jason and Courtney. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So excited.
Yes, I can see you guys fresh off the plane from Cali.
Yes, we are a fantastic trip to Los Angeles. Wow. Saw a lot, want to see a whole lot more. Didn't get a chance to see what we wanted, all the things we wanted, but very fantastic trip.
Wow, okay. Thanks.
We had so much fun.
Definitely, joining us on the show. So what is a glass of art? Tell us about that.
Good question. A glass of art started last year, August, and the idea was to incorporate art with the paint and sip industry. We also wanted to be not your typical paint and sip, so we wanted to be kind of your pop-up party where you can book us in your own home, you can book us in your clubhouse, you can book us across the state, across the country. We had, you know, a little bit of a meeting out in California about some possibilities of going out there to, you know, to even perform a paint and sip event for hopefully some celebrities. We don't know. But right now we're working in Central Florida. That's where we live. So we're looking to expand and make it fun. It's you know, it's black owned, me and my lady.
Black is beautiful. But
thank you.
Black is beautiful. Black is beautiful.
Yes, it is.
And we take pride in the fact that just, you know, being a couple that want to.
White is beautiful, too. You know, white beautiful, too. Yeah. And then guess what? When you mix black and white together, you get beautiful kids,
Beautiful kids, yes. That's what the world is made of.
Yeah, sidetrack, but go ahead.
it's all good. But Courtney came up with the name A Glass of Art. We were struggling trying to figure that out, so we'll go into that. I don't know if you had that as a question, but she figured that we were playing around with a bunch of different names, but I think it was appropriate because we want to, you know, if you're not familiar with paint and sip, I'll just tell you real briefly.
Yeah.
You have they usually serve you wine, usually. Mm. Or, excuse me. You have to bring your own wine. I'll reverse that.
You have to bring your own wine, and snacks, right?
So we turned it around where we're going to serve you those things. So
can you bring cognac, too?
You can bring whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
We serve you if you don't want to bring a particular drink. That's all it is.
Okay. We want you to have fun. We want you to enjoy yourself. It's all about relaxation. We want you to just leave your depression, anxiety, work problems behind. We want you to experience something beautiful.
Nice.
Your canvas is something that is yours, and you're creating something from your heart. And the pictures that we usually choose, like we'll give you, for example, we'll give you like 3 or 4 pictures to choose from. We want you to be able to choose one of those pictures. And your picture does not have to look exactly the way it is on our canvas. Mm-hmm. We want you to make it your own. Like he said, you just express yourself. You put your emotion on that canvas and be you for that moment.
So Courtney, you came up with a name, right?
Yes.
So how did you come up with it? Why a glass of art?
Well, we were sitting at the table trying to figure out a name for our business. And when you think of painting, usually it's I'm sure you guys have heard, you know, painting with a twist.
Of
Yes. So you incorporate the painting and the wine together. So I figured, why don't we put those two in one name?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And thinking of, you know, while you're painting and you're sipping wine at the same time, I just had a vision of the paint inside of the glass. Mm. With That's it's like everything dope. Is inside of the glass, and it's your art. It's you, and it's just pouring out into like a canvas. That was my vision, and then that's just how I came up with the name.
Wow. So how has Glass of Art evolved over time since the beginning of your vision and now?
That's awesome. You want to answer that?
I think it has evolved. Well, I mean, we just started with our company last year.
Okay.
So we're still fairly new. Mm-hmm. But we started in Melbourne. And we started doing some paint and sips now in Orlando, the Orlando area. And so I think we're still in the making, but it's evolving slowly. Like we're moving from one place to another.
Yeah, with the idea of it being mobile, mm-hmm. that's I think that's why we're seeing, you know, different events will have a different theme. Mm-hmm. So we've seen a lot of response when we have children, for example. Mm-hmm. We did a superhero paint party. So you had all the Avengers, and the kids can, you know, kind of pick which one they want. And because my background is an artist, I do the creation of the stencil on your blank canvas. So it's like the light pencil drawing.
Right.
You sit down, and it's already there for you. Mm-hmm. So the kids can pretty much stay within the line. Nice. So we've had the most turnout with the kids at like 30 kids at one event.
Wow.
The nice couples event that we had, we called a grown and sexy paint party.
Yes.
We had,
that was pretty fun.
We've had like about 15 people that came to that event. So it was really a nice intimate feel.
Right.
So, you know, we give the same energy, rather it be 30 people or rather it be 15 people. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of fun because of that, you know. So we see that we're evolving, and we're going to see a different crowd each and every time we go out. We understand that, too.
Nice, nice. And what I love so much about it is that y'all keep saying we.
Yes.
So if our viewers haven't already picked up on that, they are a couple.
Absolutely.
So how are you guys as a couple able to separate the business from your personal life, or do you kind of just keep that as one?
Well, that's a dope question. She told me that we might have to discuss something like that. And I think that, you know, actually, it brings us together. I don't really see a tremendous amount of separation in business and relationship. And I've never been in a relationship and done business together. So this is my first time with my baby girl.
Oh.
So what's dope about it, though, what's dope about it is that, you know, I created the idea. Actually, now I'm not going to say I created the idea, but I was influenced by my uncle who lives in Atlanta, who has a paint and sip studio called...
The Beltline Studio.
Thank you. And, you know, he has some celebrities that has been there to his location. I went there and worked with him. But when I came back to Central Florida, Orlando, I was like, babe, we could do this. It's not that hard. We just got to get the material and let's start, you know, let's think outside the box, but let's just get started.
Mm-hmm. So and I was so excited. I was like, let's do it.
Right, right. So I've been.
You have to ask me twice.
Exactly. And she's a great coordinator. She's very organized, extremely clean. I'm an artist, so I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
And sometimes I have a million things going on, but I thought that this would be a good way to unify us and also give us a date twice a month, guaranteed.
Yes. Right, right,
you know,
right.
But also let everyone else, you know, kind of experience the date experience with us, too.
Absolutely. And if we can, because this interview is getting real interesting.
Okay.
Because you know, I'm gonna see if I can you know talk to my producer real quick just to see if they can extend it just an extra minute, because a lot of people at home is really getting excited about it, because a lot of people talking about, oh, I love painting and sipping, mm-hmm. and I love doing this and that. So as a couple, how does your love play a role when it comes to being able to, you know, manage the business side, the love side, and still have that drive to say, hey, you know what? Baby, we can do this. You called a baby girl. Mm-hmm. So how does that happen? Like, how do you keep going knowing that you guys are a couple?
Well, for me, I think A couple things are very important in our relationship. Number one, I think listening is very important. Mm-hmm. We're very great listeners.
Absolutely.
Also, communication. We mm-hmm. talk to each other about everything. Mm-hmm. And we've learned to compromise. So it's true. Easy for us to work together because if he has an idea, let's just say I may not agree with it, mm-hmm. I'll go ahead mm-hmm. and go with it because who knows, it may work.
Right.
True. And I may have an idea that, you know, he may not approve, but we're going to try it just to see what happens. Mm-hmm. And so by us compromising, just doing this business for me, it's bringing right. us close together. Right. And it shows wow. The maturity of mm-hmm. our relationship.
Yep.
And it's just, it's a beautiful thing. I love working Absolutely. With my partner.
It's a lot of fun looking across the room, and you know you have to engage with her and like, hey, can you give me that? I need this. You know, we're constantly in communication. We're right. constantly in preparation for each event. And it's special, too, because the people that book with us early, we know that they're the ones that are going to be, you know, we're catering to.
Right.
So
right.
we're serving the wine, we're serving the food, your canvas is set, your name's on the back. You know, we want to make sure you know that we prep for you, even though we're going to have a good time if it's just me and her painting.
Right.
But
Absolutely.
We want everyone else to make sure they know they're going to have a good time, too.
So,
and I also, oh, I'm sorry.
No,
well, I also think yeah. that people appreciate, especially mm-hmm. when we have like a couple's night out mm-hmm. and they see us together.
Right.
It just makes it that more romantic for them, you
nice.
Know?
So, Jason, have you ever painted Courtney on the canvas?
Nah, not yet, but that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that. I could do, you know, I haven't done, what is that called? The body paint?
Body paint. Yeah.
That would be dope, too. I've
hey,
heard,
we can get, what's Kalua's?
Hey. I haven't heard of them, but
yeah, they do.
They do body paint.
She's dope.
Oh, wow.
She was on the show last week.
Wow.
She's dope. She can do the body paint. She can make it look like, you know, Mystique from, you know, X-Men.
That's dope.
And
that's
whatever
dope.
Color you want to be.
Hey, can, I would love to try it. That's
and then
awesome.
You just put on the canvas.
That would be dope. That would be dope.
Just do
yeah.
it, and just do it. Name Sarah. Name Sarah.
Her name is Sarah.
Sarah.
Name Sarah.
Yes.
Okay. We'll get you information
I'm
after
down,
the show.
I'm down, Sarah.
We'll check it out. We'll check
so
it out.
How often are you guys having these painting tips, or is it like kind of like, you know, you request us as we go?
A little bit of both. We try to book at least twice a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Twice a month is our goal. Sometimes we do one. We just came back from Los Angeles, so we didn't have one planned. I think we did one in January. We only did one in January.
We do have one, actually,
coming up this Saturday.
Yes,
Saturday.
We decided to do it on Valentine's night, but we figure everybody wants to go out mm-hmm. to eat, and, you know, they may have something already planned.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having ours this Saturday.
Okay. So you're doing it on Side Chick Day.
Yes.
Yeah, Side Chick Day after Valentine's Day is the keynote. Yes.
Nice, nice.
Side Chick, yes.
Hey, we have a name for it. We're calling ours the Lover's Weekend.
Lover's Weekend, right. Yes.
Yes.
Lover's
so we're going to let Valentine just go the whole That's weekend.
Right.
Yes.
So if you're loving your side chick, go on and do that too. Or if you're loving your main chick.
Yes, and so we're going to have our paint and sip at the Fashion Square Mall.
Okay.
Okay.
If you go to the Fashion Square Mall, it's on the second floor. You're going to go up to this, the second level, and it's directly in front of you. You'll see the movie theater. We're to the right.
Okay.
And it's going to be at the
Fierce Entertainment
Fierce
Studio.
Fierce Entertainment okay. Studio, yes. And yes. it's from 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want couples to come on out. You guys are going to have a lovely time. Mm-hmm. You're going to enjoy yourselves.
Absolutely.
And
you
so
can book on
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's Lover's Weekend.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, no. It's excuse me.
Home.
Hold up. No.
Okay.
He said, "Is it?" You said, "Is it couples only?"
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
well,
it's not couples
yeah,
only.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody can come.
Anyone
guess
is a,
what?
Yes. Anyone can.
There's
come.
A lot of single people out
Absolutely.
Here, and you know there may be a single fella, a single female,
yeah.
and you guys can hook up and
what you doing?
Paint
How
together.
Doing?
Who yeah. knows?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Wow.
We encourage the singles to come too. So please come.
Nice. How can listeners like book or attend any events? Like when you guys do have your events,
right.
like what outlet do you use to advertise that? Like how can they get in
great.
Contact and, you know, make sure that they're up to date on what you guys have going
great
on?
Great question.
Yes, ma'am. We do have a website called aglassofart.com.
Okay. Yes.
And the way that you can book with us is by reservation through the simple, just a form at the bottom that
mm-hmm.
gives your first and last name. You can also, in the subject area, just request the type of painting that we're going to have. So
mm-hmm.
we also pre-advertise on Facebook, social media,
mm-hmm.
We're also using Eventbrite,
okay,
so that you can book early in advance as well. Okay. But if you also check out Instagram, we're at a glass of underscore art.
Okay. And feel free to inbox us. I know a lot of people may have questions. Some people have never tried it before, and they're kind of a little leery about going.
Right.
So feel free to contact us. When you go on to glassofart.com, you're going to go to our there's a page that we have on there that's going to show you it's like a, like you said, it's a little questionnaire. And also remember to put what canvas you want. So when you go on our page, you're going to see a calendar. And next to the calendar is always going to have our poster of the event that's coming up next.
Okay, good.
Wow. Yeah, so you'll be able to see all the information on there. And then just, you know, inbox us some information if you want to bring more than one person, if you want to bring a group of people. Just let us know, seating arrangements, anything you have in particular you want us to do for you when you get there, just let us know.
Okay.
Wow. And it's quite dope. That's how I met them. My producer met them and went out, did something different. I was never a person of art. I was just like, you know, shit, boring.
Yeah.
So I got outside of my comfort zone and I experienced it and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This shit's dope.
It is. And for the
it's definitely a good experience, guys.
Yes. For the fellas, I'm glad you said that, because it's a common misconception that the paint and sip parties are really for the women. And
misconception.
We
fellas, you just got to come out. This is where you meet the fly ladies at anyway, the single fly ladies anyway. So
it's not just the church.
You know, look forward to it. We have a lot of fun, so you guys will too.
Yes, okay. You could come out if, let's just say it's 15 guys looking for something to do. Don't think that all of our pictures are just going to be feminine. We can also do, you know, some pictures that are more masculine for you guys. Just, you know, inbox us. Let us know what you're looking for. We do birthday parties, bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, anniversaries.
All the above.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jason and Courtney. A glass of art.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys for having us.
We're going to take a quick. And then when I say quick, that means just enough for you to stand up, go to the bathroom, and come on right back. Because guess what? We got a moment in Black history when we get back. So keep it locked. The best is yet to come. What's happening? We back, man. Listen, we just had a glass of art with us, and they are still on set with us.
Yes.
And before we actually get into our Black History moment tonight, I just have to ask, because you guys are actually in a relationship and you guys do the business together, I can't imagine you guys asking one another, you know, hey, it's either the relationship or it's your career, because both this is y'all career.
Correct.
So had it not been that, what would you have done if Courtney asked you, say, hey, listen, I don't like the career that you in. It's either going to be me.
Me or your job.
Or your job.
Man, that's a difficult question. Because, you know, for me, art is my passion. Right. So, you know, I believe that it would definitely take some praying, first and foremost, because of the fact that, you know, I know that God brings relationship together for a reason. And, you know, our careers is not who we are. It's just what we do.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we have to always think about that. But, you know, what person that loves you does not want you to stay in your lane of your gifts, your talents, and what God has called you to do? So
Amen.
If I felt that from her prior to even starting a business,
right.
It wouldn't have happened.
It's called a selfish person. This moment in Black History is presented to you by Bottomless Conversations.
Bottomless Conversations.
And, and bringing us our This Moment in Black History is none other than Gangsta Boo herself.
So you can't call me Gangsta Boo before I get serious with the Black History.
Because she finna get gangsta with you, because it ain't just about the known facts that we already know.
We are talking about the things that we may not necessarily know, the people that aren't highlighted because they weren't Dr. Martin Luther King or Rosa Parks.
They weren't on the wall in the school like this.
So we want to highlight those that still made a difference in Black history,
definitely.
You know, that you may not know about. So
who we got?
So today we have two. First, we're going to start with Clifford L. Alexander Jr. He's an American lawyer, businessman, public servant from New York City. He was the first Black Secretary of the U.S. Army in 1977.
Wow.
Okay.
I know, right? That's kind of big. And then we also have Carter G. Woodson, historian, author, and founder of the Association for Study of African American Life and History. Most people, he created the Negro History Week, but for most people who actually know of him, they call him the father of Black history.
Yes, they do.
And he's wrote several historical works, including he wrote a book, 1933, The Miseducation of the Negro. So I thought that was very interesting, but he is the father of Black history.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, it started out as a week because he wanted to acknowledge a lot of the, you know, the accomplishments of African Americans and what they did, and because the history wasn't being talked about. And so he took it upon himself to, like, you know, hey, listen, there are some other great people that has done some great things here, and if we don't talk about our history, then it's not called history. You know, exactly. they don't think about it. And so even though he did it for a week, people got wind of it. And it was like, you know, hey, why not go ahead and just make it in a month? And I think in 19, what was it? When they actually decided to take February and make it into a full month celebration, if I'm not, you know, mistaken, it was done in 1976 when they decided to make it a national, well, not really national, but make it a full month celebration, to where now it's like we celebrate it in February. And the reason why they chose February is to coincide with Frederick Douglass. We all know who he was. And of course, Abraham Lincoln. And both of their birthdays were in February.
Okay.
So all that other stuff, like why they gave us the shortest month. Well, hey, guess what?
There's a reason.
It was a reason behind it. And it's because they wanted to use Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass to commemorate them for the works that they've done back in the day. I wouldn't even itch my daddy's nutsack when all of this took place.
Facts. 100% facts.
So I applaud them, what they did.
Yes.
They did amazing work. So, big ups to them and, you know, everyone else, because next week we're actually going to have some more This Moment in Black History.
Right.
So
dropping them gems. Got to keep us educated.
Absolutely. I just got a message.
Yeah.
Listen, did you know about those two?
No, I did not. So I just learned something tonight.
So you just learned something new. We've educated a lot of people tonight.
Hey, on the TJ Chapman Show. That's what we do. Yeah. We bring positivity. We bring knowledge, just like that. And so, you know, so I want to actually just expand just a little bit.
Okay.
You know, my man, Mr. Woodson, because a lot of people think that we tend to discredit, you know, African Americans. Some people are like, you know, I'm not African. I'm black and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, we came over here. We've, you know, became a race.
Right.
And, you know, we didn't actually come over here. But when we came over here, we made do with what we had. And so we had to invent certain things to make our way of life living. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we came over here as slaves. You know, our ancestors, I should say, not me, not you. But our ancestors came over, you know, as slaves. So, you know, we had to make do with what we had. So those long, cold, lonely nights from the books we read, mm-hmm. the movies we watched.
Songs we sang.
You know, the songs we sang. That derived from, hey, listen, we're not going to let this deter us. We're going to keep moving. We're going to keep pushing.
That's right.
And, you know, and I'm not. Yeah.
I mean,
as
black people, I think that's something that we do often. We make do with what we have, and we try to make light of our situations, mm-hmm. You know, all the time. Not to say, you know, we can have, like, we're poor. We just make do with being poor. We find the good in that situation. Whether, you know, we all come together as a family and sit around our little small meal, we take pride in those things. So
we don't that's take what makes us strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, wow, it's just a moment in black history.
Yes.
And that's why I love this month so much, because it brings, you know, positivity, it brings love, and it brings an awareness that we may not know about. Mm-hmm. So
I think we're constantly building on black history every year, you know, every February. So, yes, absolutely. We're making black history right now.
Exactly.
Hey,
right here on the TJ Chapman Show.
Hey, you heard it first.
I'm talking about
just like that. So, you know, just a quick announcement, man. You know, we're getting ready for the Fantastic Voyage.
Yes, we are. I'm excited, nervous.
Listen, I'm blessed. We're blessed. The show's blessed to be able to have the opportunity to be a part of the Tom Joyner's Foundation's Fantastic Voyage, you know, that he does each and every year.
That's
and
awesome.
So we're going to be providing, you know, providing coverage behind the scenes and, you know, interviewing and just talking about the legacy of Tom Joyner and what his legacy meant to a lot of artists' careers, as well as just, you know, us as listeners. Mm-hmm. How has, you know, his show impacted our lives just as listeners? So he definitely has a big legacy to fill, and we're blessed to be part of it.
Yes.
Definitely,
that's
definitely.
Awesome, guys.
You know, so, but hey, man, next week, man, we're going to continue on this journey of love.
Yes.
Because that's what this month is about.
Let's do it. Keep it moving. Absolutely. Keep it moving
forward. So go ahead and tell the people how they can follow you once again.
Yes, once again, you guys can follow us on Instagram at glassof_art. You also can check us out on the web at glassofart.com. If you'd like to follow me as an artist, my name is Jason McLaughlin, long Irish last name for a black man, but McLaughlin is my last name. You can check me out on Facebook, Instagram as well.
Jason McLaughlin's art.
Yes, on Instagram.
What kind of art do you do?
I do a lot of portraits. I do color portraits. I do black and white portraits, mm-hmm. but I can create just about any type of portrait
looking
that
at
you
picture.
Like.
Yes.
So, yes, awesome. I love art. That's my passion. So.
Nice.
That's before we go, you got any shout outs?
Let me give a shout out to my bro at Rolling Motors. What's up, Bo? Shout out to the kiddos too,
yes,
Casey
Cameron
and Cameron.
And
what's going on? And just the family, man. Everybody,
all
my
friends,
okay. Family, fans, Facebook fans. Everybody, what's up? Much love.
Shout out to my girl, Ashane. Hey.
Yes, shout out to Ashane. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Mrs. Ashane.
Yes.
Thank you, Ashane.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
We appreciate
definitely it. Big shout out to the super producer.